Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions. Hey, beauties, welcome back for our Thursday Q&A podcast. Our theme today is how to keep motivation going. So now we're organizing our Thursday Q&As by theme, which we find is the best way to support you guys. We can go deeper into the topic. We find that a lot of the different questions are grouped by these themes already. So it gives us a chance to really dive in and cover these different themes from different angles. So we're super excited and we hope you are too. So before we dive in, I just want to say, if you haven't left a review on iTunes, please go ahead and do so. We appreciate it so, so much. It helps to spread the love, to spread the message. It just takes a few moments, and it's how we are able to share the podcast and to reach more people. And also, you could take a screenshot right now on your phone. If you're listening on your phone, and you could share about the podcast on your Instagram story or Twitter or Facebook. And that's also a huge way of spreading the love as well. So now we're ready to get into today's show. We have our amazing Caitlin out in New York. Hey, Kay.
Hey, Kim. And hey, beauties. Great to be back this week. We have an awesome set of questions.
Yay, Kay. Thank you so much for getting the questions. I'm so interested to hear, you know, this topic around motivation is really, really important because for many of us, we get in a good flow, but then we get thrown off. And sometimes restarting is really hard. You know, we just, it's just hard. You know, we start to feel comfortable. We start to feel like, oh, getting back in, it like requires all this force to get back in. So we're to talk about that quite a bit today.
Yes, exactly. This first question's from Kelly, and she's from Vernon, New Jersey. And she says, I often find I start several projects because I feel really excited. Then I never end up finishing any of them as my motivation fades. How can I stay on track and finish my tasks at hand?
So Kelly, this is a really great question. I think this is something that we can all relate to.
Oh, yeah.
I know that sometimes if you were to open the bottom drawer of my bedside table, there's like 20 half-read books.
Oh my gosh, me too.
I get really excited about a book and then I start to plow in and then I'm like, oh, and then there's this other book. And so I want to go there. So, you know, how it shows up in our life in different ways. As it relates to projects, though, this follow through is really, really important because it can be the difference between, you know, we all have great ideas, but actually following through could be the difference in us actually achieving our dreams and creating what we want to manifest in the world and all these gifts that we can give the world, which can only come from each of us. So this is a very serious thing. And I talk about this morning time a lot, Kay, because I think the rituals that we do in the morning are really, really important for the whole day. So when the sun's coming up, there's just this rising energy in nature, this amazing feeling, this, you know, like this feeling of, ah, I can create, the sun's coming up, I have this power supporting me. So besides the morning ritual that we talk about and outline so very much around SBO probiotics and drinking your glow and green smoothie and meditation, I think this is a really great time to journal, even if it's 5 minutes, or at least to sit down and get really clear about what your 3 to 5 things that you want to accomplish that day are. And, you know, it could be specific for each project or it could be overall if you have a couple projects that you're working on. I think it's important that, yes, we get excited in the beginning, but it's important that we keep taking step by step to get things done. So every day, if you write down, okay, today I'm going to write that email to connect to this, or today I'm actually going to write the proposal that I need to write, or, you know, whatever it is, the next step to move forward. So there's clarity in what you're going to do. And by writing it by hand in your journal in the morning, it can also really help with the motivation, commitment, writing things by hand. There is research showing, I wrote about this in Beauty Detox Power, it connects to a different part of your brain and starts to really feel more real. So it's important that we set up our day with actual clarity. Okay, this is how I'm going to push this project forward. This is how I'm going to move it forward. I'm going to be in flow. I'm going to get this done. If we don't have that roadmap in the beginning of each day, what happens, Kay, is we can often sit there and
get bombarded and sidetracked.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, we can answer a million emails. We could organize all the folders on our desktop. We can do all this different stuff, but we actually haven't moved the project forward.
Right.
So committing to that, making those steps, saying them in the morning, I think is really, really impactful in that way.
Yeah. And I think it helps not to procrastinate as much. For me, what I started doing was doing my top three, and then I have other things that I'd block out time. So I don't look at my phone. I'm like, for an hour, I'm not going to look at my phone, and I have to accomplish task one. And then I'll come back and like have a little bit of intermittent time and go back. Cause I really agree with you. We've started doing that as a team, as I mentioned on last week's podcast, and I've really been a lot more productive. So definitely would recommend to everybody to try, even if it seems really new to you, just making those lists if you're not somebody who normally does that. I tend to be very organized and I make a lot of lists, but this having that purposeful list versus just having a list of 100 things and it feels overwhelming. So I think it's great.
Okay. You know, you and I had a long email exchange about this where I was writing you about, okay, you know, really focusing on our top things in the morning instead of getting bogged down with email.
Yeah.
So we live in this world where there's so much communication, texts from our friends, social media, emails, whatever it is, alerts, like all the kinds of things are coming into us. And it takes real, like a real warrioress or warrior, if you're a man listening to this, takes that real focus just to push it all aside and to hold space for moving your project forward. But it's really important and there's a commitment in there. And that's why I find that we often feel that strongest amount of energy supporting us in the morning. So having that clarity, writing it down, devoting, like you said, Kay, the top priorities in the morning while your energy is at its, you know, pretty high, I think is really great.
I think that segues into Heather's question. Heather lives in Virginia Beach, down in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And she says, I want to connect more with my body's natural flow and feel more alive. Lately, I feel stagnant in almost every area of my life, and I want to tap into my true passions, but I'm not sure how.
So, Heather, I think this is such a great question. And I just want to say that no matter how stagnant we may feel, how much we feel like we've fallen off the wagon, and I have been there too myself. I remember feeling, you know, when I was working in Australia, Kay, before I started really healing my gut and my body, I remember just feeling so uncomfortable in my body. A lot of the time I was really bloated. I used, even my feet were swollen. So I'm like, my feet hurt. I remember.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just remember, you know, doing the things that kind of gave me this perk of feeling good for a moment. I would drink beer. I did a lot of happy hours almost every day. I was partying. So I know what it's like to feel really far away from good, but I just want to say, you know, if I can get back and really reverse and regenerate so much and to feel so passionate every day like I do now, you know, you can do it. Like, all of us have that potential. We can all 100%, 1 million percent do it. I think that it's very individual where we can start to pick ourselves back up. But I will say that there's two main ways that I feel can be, you know, pretty universally helpful. The first way is through a small, simple step with nutrition, namely the Glowing Green Smoothie, because I've seen it work with thousands and thousands of readers and clients. Right. Where something as simple as, okay, I'm not ready to change my whole day. I'm in a funk here. I can't get out of my nightly ice cream habit or whatever it is. But just by committing to the smoothie and getting energy from that can spark a lot more transformation. The second thing is moving the body. And I mean, I'll admit right here and now, Kay, as you know, I'm not a gym person. I haven't seen the inside of a gym in years, so I'm not doing, cardio classes per se or lifting weights, but I do walk. And I think walking is one of the most amazing ways to get life force energy moving in our body, getting fresh blood to our brain and just helping us feel alive, and also taking deep breaths while we're walking. So we're, just working with the life force. We're working with the breath. We're walking our body. And it's a lot less daunting than saying, okay, now you're going to squeeze into that tight-ass yoga pants and go into a spin class. wear your comfy pants. Go out for 10 minutes in the morning or during lunch, whatever it is. Walk. Go walking. Breathe. Listen to some happy music. And that is going to start to bring more life force into your body. And then next thing you know, okay, you may start to feel so good that you walk longer and longer and you feel good from walking and there's energy and you start to get focus and creativity going in your mind. You feel motivated to eat some healthier food. But it can be so simple just to start to really move your body and to do it in a really, in a way that's not daunting. Just 10 minutes, get outside and just start walking and breathing. And that can be really powerful too.
Yeah, that's such a nice topic to bring up. I never noticed how much maybe a lot of people don't walk when I moved from New York City back to Long Island last year. And now I bought a car and I drive a lot. And if I didn't exercise, I would probably walk less than a quarter mile a day, where I used to walk like 5 miles a day in the city. So it is a big difference. I love that you brought that up, and it's really inspiring. I know for me, I personally feel better moving. And when I've been with you and we go on beach walks and just get outside, you kind of do just start to relax. So I think that's a nice, I want to go for a walk right now.
it's like interesting, Kay, because it's relaxing, but it's also charging at the same time.
It's like
our natural flow to move and to be dynamic. So if we're sitting too long, we've all heard, sitting is the new smoking. I wrote about it in Radical Beauty with Deepak Chopra, my co-author. But when we move, we're in tune with how we were meant to be dynamic and move our bodies. So I just think, so simple, but so powerful and so beautiful, Kay.
Well, thank you for that reminder. We're gonna take a short break. Me and Kay are gonna take a little walk, and then we'll be back and be charged up to answer the last two questions.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, beauties, I wanted to ask you to help my podcast stay free to download with minimal ads. Please take this short survey at podcastone.com/mysurvey or go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. The survey is short and completely anonymous. By participating, all you have to do is fill out this super short survey, and it does all of us at the Feel Good Podcast and Podcast One a huge favor. So thank you so much for supporting my program and for taking the time to complete the survey. Hey, beauties, we are back from our break, and we have two more questions for you guys on this topic of motivation and keeping it consistent in your life. Very important topic.
Yes. And this little question is from Nicole, and she's from Tampa, Florida. And she says, I am so inspired by all of the work you put into the world. I, too, want to share with the world. With so much noise, can you give some advice on how you knew which avenue to take to share your talents and which area to focus on? I'm not sure.
Mm. So, Nicole, this is a really great question. And I feel that the answer to your question is actually contained in your question. It sounds like a riddle, right, Kate?
It does. It's a little riddle.
What I mean by that is, you said it yourself, there's so much noise in the world. What there isn't a lot of is authenticity, right? So there's noise, just kind of blaring ads, you know, just kind of spouting off like all kinds of noise, however you want to define it. But what cuts through noise is being genuine, being authentic, being passionate, really speaking about what is in your heart and letting your inner wisdom show, because you have a message and wisdom that nobody else on the planet has. When I was starting my journey, I didn't know anything about business or, you know, online marketing or you know, writing books or anything. I just knew that I was really passionate about what I was learning. And I spoke about it naturally. I spoke to neighbors and friends and people. And one day, I remember I was living in New York City, Kay, a neighbor actually said to me, he lived upstairs, his name was Adam. He said to me, well, why don't you start a WordPress blog? Mm. And I was like, well, what? Like this, you know, this mm-hmm. is like, I didn't know what he was talking about. But then I looked into it. I was like, oh yeah, I can write about my stuff on here. But it came because I was talking about it naturally. I wasn't necessarily seeking it out. I was just living in my passion. And so I was guided in a way, which I know sounds a little bit esoteric. But I guess what I'm saying is, when you're passionate and when you're genuine and you're just sharing and you're doing it from your heart, you're not doing it to try to gain, you know, or use people, or, you know, just try to look a certain way. Like, oh, I want to have a lot of followers because I feel cool or popular, but you're really genuinely sharing your message. I really think that things open up for you and you will go about your own unique way. There's infinite ways for that message to come out into the world. And if you are really genuine and authentic, then it will cut through the noise. You know, your people, your followers, your readers, whatever you're trying to establish will find you. Mm. So really staying in that heart space, and that is so powerful.
Mm. Oh, I'm just feeling inspired. I love today's topic about being motivated. And we actually had a lot of questions around this. It was hard to pick just four. So mm-hmm. I'm really glad to be talking about it.
Wait, hold on, Kay. Like, let's talk about this for a second, about us, for, you know, how we found each other was, and I think we told the story before, but same thing with you, Kay. You were so passionate about helping people. And, you know, once I gave you my book, you were a manager at a spa and you were so lovely and your energy was so amazing. And I gave you the book and you started, you know, living some of the principles and you started feeling great. And then you kept in touch with me and you said, hey, I want to help you. I want to work on this. And lo and behold, I guess it was like a year and a half later, Kay?
Yeah, like at least. It was a bit. Yeah, at least 2 years. I was just kind of chugging along and keeping
in touch.
Yeah.
Every month or two, you would write to me and you say, hey. And yeah. So that authenticity, when we started to look to hire team members in this question, you know, I could say, oh, there's all this noise, there's all these candidates, there's all these people, whatever, like da 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 da. But your heart and your authenticity touched my heart. So there's this part that, you know, is energy that we can't fake. We can't, you know, have the most perfect words or the perfect looks for, you know, whatever. It's really about heart and energy and authenticity. And it just is, you know, okay, I don't know how to explain it. It's just what it is. And that cuts through everything.
No, I agree. Like, we can always be like, we're searching. And I always write an inspirational quote on my calendar and my fridge. And this month I did one from Winston Churchill where it says, never give up on anything you don't like that you think about every day. That's obviously not exactly the way it was written, but that's something like that. So when, you know, Nicole or whoever's listening, like whatever is driving you, for me, it was wanting to help people and was inspired by Kimberly. And that was my channel and Kimberly has her channel, but really it's whatever is just constantly coming up for you. If you really listen, it's there. As Kimberly mentioned, it's just kind of cutting back from maybe all of the mixed messages. So yeah, I agree. It's a big thing for a lot of people. A lot of people just, whether they're happy or not in their careers or their family, everybody's always like that searching there in some avenue. So definitely super relatable.
Thank you, Kay.
Yeah, no, it was nice to talk about. Thank you. So Sue from Berlin, we want to throw in an international beauty for this show. And nice. Her question is, I have been trying to do affirmations, but I am not believing what I tell myself. I have been talking negatively for so long, I'm not sure how to shift my thinking. Do you have any suggestions?
So this is a great question. It's true, affirmations are said to help change our thinking, but if we're sitting there the whole time, yeah, whatever, then the affirmations aren't really going to work. So there's a couple things here. The first is, we talked about exercise, moving, walking, putting ourselves in a state of energy where we feel boosted. We feel like we're, you know, really in a good mood. So let's say we walk for a while, we're on the beach or we're outside and we've moved and our brain, we feel focused, everything feels good. Doing affirmations in that state is an easier way to change thinking patterns, I think, and to start to reinforce these higher, you know, belief patterns. So that's one thing I would say is don't try to say affirmations when you're really angry or you're really down, because it is going to feel contrived. So try moving your body, doing something that feels good, yoga or walking or breathing, or, you know, pranayama, whatever that is. The second thing is, and this is a deeper part, I mean, all of us are going to feel up and down every day. There's not, you know, any of us that feels amazing all day, every day.
Right.
But we can start to ask questions about, there's a lot of lessons in wounds. And when we really start to tap into our feelings, it's not just like, I feel bad, but what are we feeling? Are we feeling self-doubt? Are we feeling, that we're not being heard? We can start to ask questions. I mean, this is a really long, it's beyond the scope of what we have time to talk here about Kay today, but we can talk about this more in another show. But I know in my own life, when I started to ask questions, you know, why am I so upset when I feel like people don't listen to me? Like, what is being heard mean to me? You know, and to me, it means feeling validated. It means that I'm feeling good enough, because there were times as a child I felt like I wasn't really being heard. So if someone like kind of brushes over what I say or they ignore me, it really used to bug me and get me in a state. So then I started to ask myself, like, what does it really mean? Oh, it's like all this childhood stuff. And it's still, you know, it's a process to work through childhood stuff and pain. But just by realizing how much of it was related to that, I could kind of separate myself from it and look at it and be like, oh, this is where all this self-doubt comes from. And, you know, someone has to hear me, and then they have to validate what I say for me to feel good. Mm. And then it was just this realization where, you know, little by little, I started to really take back my power and meditate and just feel, okay, what I say is valid. It doesn't matter if other people agree or even hear me or not. So it really was a process, Kay. You know, once I started realizing it, you know, the book that really helped me too is, you know, okay, I had you read it. It's called Letting Go by Dr. David Hawkins. And I find that book really insightful, you know, with all the stories we tell ourselves and all the self-doubt. So that's a book I can definitely recommend related to this topic. But I just think introspection, having time to reflect, journaling, you know, meditating and having that quiet space afterwards. But if we really ask ourselves, like, why does this really bother me? Or why, you know, we can start to see patterns and we can start to keep asking and looking deep within. The answers are within us. We just have to be brave and look. And that's when the healing can really start.
Yes, this, I'm thinking about this now, putting this question at the end. This could be a whole other big show.
Yeah, no, it's big. It's a big topic.
That we can talk about more, guys, for sure. If, as Kimberly mentioned, you can leave iTunes reviews. And if this is a topic that resonated with you, definitely let us know. And we want to give you more of what you need. We recently did a poll in our Beauty Detox Foods face group, asking you guys, you know, what you wanted and what you needed. And the biggest thing was hearing from Kimberly. So that's why we create this show for you. And we pick shows from that, questions from that group. So you can definitely chime in there as well over on Facebook. And we are on Instagram and we have the blogs. There's so many avenues to reach you. And just keep going from there. But unfortunately, we only have so much time on today's show. So I am putting a memo here so we can write this into another show.
Thank you, Kat. I love this topic. It's so close to the heart for me and I think for many of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you guys do have questions, though, I just always like to remind you, in case you're a new listener, you can go to KimberlySnyder.com/ask. Kimberly, there's a form there where you can submit your question. You can submit a theme. Just let us know what you're thinking. Include your name and where you live, and hopefully we'll air you on an upcoming show. But just before we let Kim go, as always, we just want to hear the inspirational thought of the week.
Yes, and here it is, Kay. Trust your inner voice. Don't worry about what others think or how things look. So this is related to what we talked about. I think it was Nicole who asked the question about getting her message out into the world. It is that inner voice, that guidance, that authenticity, that is how we create. It's how we, you know, just create the most beautiful things, whether it's friendships, projects, you know, creations. It comes from that inner wisdom, that inner voice. And if we start to worry and think, oh my gosh, how is this going to look? Or what are people going to think? It kind of dilutes everything and waters everything down. And we start to feel off track. We start to feel like we're being swayed in the ocean instead of being really centered. So that's the one thing that we have that nobody else on the planet has, is that inner voice and that inner wisdom. So I say, beauty, you listen to it, foster it, let it guide you, and you will go to amazing places. So there we go. Okay, that's the end. That's all I have to say about that.
Amazing. Well, that was such a beautiful way to end today's show. Thank you for being with us, Kimberly, thank you, beauties.
Awesome. Yes, Kay, thank you so much for gathering the questions. Beauties, we love you so much. We are so honored that we are connected. The fact that you're listening to this conversation means you're part of us. We love you. We are in community together. We are here to support you. Ask me, ask Kay what you are thinking, wondering. We are here. We are listening. So take great care of yourself. And again, as Kay mentioned, we would love for you to please leave a review on iTunes. It helps to spread the love. And we will see you back here on Monday. Take great care. Go for a walk. Get out in the sun. Make a glowing green smoothie. Give yourself a hug. You are awesome as you are. And we will see you in just a few days.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.